Chapter 14, Business Training Sessions versus Weekly Opportunity Meetings. Most people in MLM get their start by attending a weekly opportunity meeting. Since this is how they came into the business, they think that weekly opportunity meetings and getting people to them is what the business is all about. After they have invited so many to the meeting, they quit inviting. This is because they figure they have more than enough coming. What happens? On the night of the meeting, no one shows up. This can be very discouraging. A typical opportunity meeting will look something like this. A room is set up with chairs in theater style, either in a home or a hotel room. A blackboard or a whiteboard is sitting on an easel up front. A person in a three-piece suit is giving a presentation about the company, the products, and of course, the marketing plan. This, in most cases, lasts for approximately 1.5 hours. Out of 22 people who show up for the opportunity meeting, there will be 19 distributors and 3 new guests. Most of those invited as guests didn't even show up. The person putting on the meeting is talking to the guests. He or she is talking to only 3 of the 22 people there. For the distributor, who has already been to the meeting several times and seen the same presentation over and over, this becomes very boring. One tends to get what I call meeting burnout. During the presentation, you keep an eye on the guests, and you notice positive nods when the speaker is talking about the company, the products, and marketing plan. With all this positive body language, why do your guests sometimes turn down the opportunity when asked if they see themselves getting started? It doesn't make any sense that they could like everything they have seen and heard and still say no. The reason for the no is simple. They look at the person putting on the presentation as being successful. They think that for themselves to be successful, they will have to put on a meeting. Maybe not right away, but sometime they will have to put on a meeting. A thing most people fear even more than the fear of dying. They fear getting up in front of a group of people and speaking. Now you can understand why they turn down the opportunity you have offered. By the way, that's an important point. They have said no to the opportunity, not to you personally. Don't let these no's discourage you. I prove this point while I'm doing seminars. I say, since I'm limited for time, I only have time to call on one person. Would the people who would like to come up and talk about anything they choose for the next 3 minutes, please raise your hand? Very few, less than 5%, raise their hand. You should see the look of relief on the faces of those who did when I tell them I was only kidding. I know hundreds of people who can carry on a conversation with a friend over a cup of coffee. These same people freak out at even the thought of getting up in front of a group. Even the size of the group doesn't make any difference. Some company presidents even break out in a cold sweat when merely getting up in front of their board of directors or making a presentation to the stockholders. How would you like to avoid this fear when building your organization? How would you like to have exciting weekly opportunity meetings? You can, once you understand how. Your organization will grow many times faster. I meet with my prospects one-on-one or at sizzle sessions. See Chapter 9, Napkin Presentation Number 8. I prefer to meet in a restaurant at an off time for the restaurant. I invite my guests to bring a tape recorder. They could use the tape recorder to review the presentation later or as a tool to help them sponsor their friends. I always prefer that they have read this book prior to meeting with them. This can save you a considerable amount of time. If they already know how to drive before you meet with them, it's easier to help them select a vehicle. Refer to Napkin Presentation Number 3 in Chapter 4. After some idle conversation about the benefits of MLM, tell them you would like to give them a 20-minute presentation about your company, products, and marketing plan. Since you announced that it only takes about 20 minutes, it points out that anyone could learn to give a 20-minute presentation. Besides, until they learn it, all they have to do is play the tape for their friends. If it takes you 1.5 hours to present your company, products, and marketing plan, you may become too selective about who you are making appointments with. How many 1.5 hour appointments are you up to doing? When you get your presentation down to 20 minutes, you can be productive during a coffee break or make a couple of presentations during your lunch break. I would break the 20-minute presentation down as follows. 3 minutes to talk about the company, and 7 minutes to talk about the products and give them some samples. Allow about 10 minutes to explain the marketing plan. Break your total marketing plan into several parts. In most cases, you will not need to explain the latter parts to get your person started. Remember, they have made a commitment to go back to school for 5 to 10 hours a week to learn the business. During your first meeting, don't try to show them everything they will learn in the next 6 months. The two most important words in MLM are sponsor and teach. The least important word is sell. Sell should always be replaced with the word share. The next three words of importance are expose, involve, and upgrade. First, you expose a person to your business. Then you get them involved for 5 to 10 hours per week over the next 6 months. Their knowledge and motivation as to where they want to go in the business will upgrade as they go along. They may come in thinking about making an additional $300 to $500 per month, but after being involved for 6 months, their thinking will probably be upgraded to making several thousand dollars on a monthly basis. If your prospect forgets his tape recorder, bring yours and let them keep the tape when you are finished. When you start your 20-minute presentation, ask them to write down any questions they may have and explain that you will answer them when you are finished. Point out that if you had to answer questions during the presentation, you wouldn't be able to keep it to 20 minutes. The tool, the tape you are giving your new distributor, gives you a valid reason for keeping your presentation orderly, without interruption every 2 minutes. The tape presentation will also be orderly. If you were to answer one question during your presentation, it would be like trying to let only one of several cats out of a bag. Once you start jumping around, you will lose the continuity of your presentation. If your prospect shows any hesitation as to whether they could do the business, simply say to them, "Before you make your final decision, why don't you come to our weekly training session and see how we train our people?" The purpose of the weekly training session is to teach your distributors how to sit down with a friend over a cup of coffee and give a 20-minute presentation about your company, products, and marketing plan. The entire training session should not last more than 1 hour. Unlike an opportunity meeting, in a weekly training session, you are directing your conversation toward your distributors rather than toward the guests. Have you ever noticed how much more believable a conversation is when you are listening in on it, rather than having it directed to you? While you are teaching your distributors how to present your company, products, and marketing plan, your guests are getting trained also. The net result of this style of teaching is that you now have 19 distributors who are better prepared to share the opportunity, and 3 guests who get involved because they can visualize themselves doing the business. One person can be the trainer for the entire city. So you never project the idea that a person would have to get up in front of a group to be successful. It is very important to get your distributors together at least once a week. Remember napkin presentation number 8 on sizzle sessions? You need to keep your logs together to promote the proper energy so your distributors will be more effective when talking to their friends. It is not necessary to spend a lot of money for meeting facilities. There are many restaurants that have a back or side room you could use at no extra charge. Simply talk to the manager and explain to him you have a group of people you would like to get together with on a weekly basis. You start your meetings at 8 p.m. and you'll be gone by 9:30. You will invite your people to come early, 6:30 to 7, to have dinner before the meeting. He won't need to put on extra help since the orders can go in as they each arrive. Also, if the waitress gets busy, you are not concerned about speedy service. The restaurant manager and or owner will be happy with this arrangement, and so will the waitress. Finally, be sure to encourage your people to tip well. This arrangement should not cost you anything above your meals and tips. The distributors who do not wish to eat should come about 7:45. We have found with this type of social setting, it is very comfortable for your distributors to have a guest. You may even want to offer to buy your guests dinner or coffee. This makes your meals or coffees a deductible business expense. Once they have signed up, they are on their own. It is okay to invite your guests to a training meeting even if they have not yet seen your 20-minute presentation. They will see it as the instructor is teaching the distributors how to present it. When making your invitations, emphasize that they are coming to a training session and not to an opportunity meeting. They will see the opportunity during the training.